This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed with full state honours in New Delhi this morning. His final journey will commence from Congress headquarters to the cremation ground at Nigam Bodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. Before that, his mortal remains will be taken from his residence to the Congress office for the public and party workers to offer tributes. Congress Working Committee, CWC, yesterday adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped destiny of India. The resolution expressed commitment to uphold the former Prime Minister's values towards building a more prosperous, united India just as he envisioned. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party line paid their last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, "The nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh." The Prime Minister said, "His life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights." The Union Cabinet has expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, a renowned economist, and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister, late Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry in a statement said that the government received a request from the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge to allocate space for a memorial of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said that immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Manmohan Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. It added that meanwhile, cremation and other formalities can happen because a trust has to be formed and space has to be allocated to it. The change of guard ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan will not take place today due to national mourning. The President's Secretariat informed this in a statement yesterday. The change of guard ceremony is a time-honoured military tradition with roots in military antiquity, involving the periodic replacement of guards and sentries at palaces, forts and defence establishments. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. It will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and INB Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Pollution curbs under Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP 3, have been revoked in Delhi and the National Capital Region after improvement in the air quality following rain throughout the day yesterday. Under GRAP 3, there was a ban on the operation of BS3 petrol and BS4 diesel four-wheelers in the NCR, which will now be lifted. South Korea's new acting president, Choi Sang-mok, has said that the government will do its utmost to focus on stabilizing state affairs amid ongoing political turbulence. New acting president Choi urged the military to remain on high alert, citing the possibility of provocations from North Korea. Earlier yesterday, South Korea's National Assembly impeached acting president Han Duk-soo less than 2 weeks after he took over from President Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached for his botched imposition of martial law. In King's Cup International Badminton Open, Indian ace shuttler Lakshya Sen advanced to the semifinals, defeating Hong Kong China's Angus Carlong at Shenzhen, China today. The 12th-ranked Indian defeated his 17th-ranked opponent 10-21, 21-13, 21-13. And that is the end of this news bulletin.